You're stuck in traffic again. Heart racing, cortisol spiking, that familiar knot tightening in your chest. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. Your body can't tell the difference between a tiger hunting you and an overdue mortgage payment. Both trigger the same ancient alarm system, flooding you with stress hormones designed for short bursts of survival, not the relentless grind of modern existence. We're running 21st century software on hardware built for the savannah, and it's crashing spectacularly. But what if those traffic jams could become meditation chambers? What if your cubicle could transform into a monastery? This isn't about escaping your life. It's about revolutionizing how you live it, right where you are. Meet Robert, the successful lawyer with everything except joy. Despite his corner office and impressive salary, he's tired and exhausted, trapped by financial obligations while his health deteriorates. His story echoes millions caught in chronic stress, the silent epidemic of our age. Our bodies evolved for acute threats. See danger, fight or flee, shake it off, move on. Animals do this instinctively. But humans mentally replay stressful events on endless loops, keeping our nervous systems locked in emergency mode. This sustained cortisol release compromises 90% of chronic disease development, restricts blood flow to vital organs, and literally shrinks the prefrontal cortex where our higher reasoning lives. The solution isn't another vacation. It's developing your third eye, that prefrontal cortex capacity to observe your reactions without being controlled by them. We've all contracted time compression syndrome, cramming more into our calendars than humanly possible. Society worships productivity while treating rest as laziness, creating baseline anxiety humming beneath everything. Technology accelerates this. Fear of missing out drives us to keep pace with everyone's curated highlights. Here's what ancient monks understood. Time dilates based on consciousness, flying by during frantic activity, stretching luxuriously during deep presence. Robert's transformation began with small shifts, replacing sugary breakfasts with protein, swapping coffee for green tea, adopting a 25-5 work rhythm, and learning to meditate. Ashley eliminated push media like TV and radio, immediately freeing hours for family walks and yoga. The irony? Slowing down made them faster. When you stop living on borrowed time, you start drinking from infinity. Fatigue tops complaints in doctors' offices, yet we treat it like a character flaw. Energy functions like currency. It must flow in cycles, requiring balance to remain healthy. Modern life encourages us to deplete reserves and live on credit, pushing beyond natural limits with stimulants rather than respecting recovery needs. Our food supply has been fundamentally altered through genetic modification, chemical enhancement, and industrial processing. Our immune systems struggle to distinguish friend from foe, mounting attacks on food particles along the gut lining, a constant battle draining tremendous energy. Add 74 billion pounds of daily environmental chemicals damaging the mitochondria responsible for cellular energy production, and you have a perfect storm. We exist in an interconnected web of energy. Foods full of life force, organic vegetables, pastured meats, give genuine vitality. Processed, chemically laden food depletes us. Jessica's transformation illustrates this. Starting with a hard-boiled egg and fish oil reduced coffee needs, replacing evening wine with sparkling water stabilized blood sugar, meeting friends at a jacuzzi instead of restaurants reduced stress, buying organic produce improved nutrition. These incremental shifts compounded into transformation. For millennia, survival demanded constant movement, hunting, gathering, fighting under the sun. Our ancestors maintained engaged cores without furniture, developed acute senses, and performed multidirectional activities naturally. Today's reality? The average American commutes nearly an hour daily, watches almost 20 hours of weekly television, and sits 40 hours at work, yet fewer than 5% get even half the recommended daily exercise. This stagnation increases premature death risk by 48% while damaging hearts, hormones, mood, and posture. We've flattened our world, paving over natural terrain and eliminating vital sensory input. Those subtle variations in natural ground, rocks, roots, slopes, sent millions of postural signals that maintained balance and activated neural processing. Modern rubber-soled shoes further insulate us from the Earth's electron flow, which our ancestors accessed through bare feet or conductive leather soles, neutralizing inflammation naturally. Stacy's transformation began with negotiating 2 work-from-home days weekly, freeing time for hip-hop classes and better nutrition. She revolutionized her workstation with a standing desk, initiated a comfortable shoes policy, and took regular activity breaks. She reclaimed lunch hours for walks and batch-cooked healthy meals. The result? Employee morale and productivity rose while absenteeism fell. Movement isn't optional. It's who we are. Healthcare costs will soon exceed 20% of U.S. GDP, with 80% stemming from preventable lifestyle diseases. Post-World War II industrial agriculture prevented famines but created new health crises. Sugar is 10 times more addictive than cocaine, triggering pleasure centers while spiking blood sugar, lowering immunity, and feeding harmful gut bacteria. The confusion between dietary fat and body fat has misled us. Refined sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup, is what's truly destroying our health. About 70% of our immunity lines our guts. When toxins trigger immune responses, our bodies exhaust energy reserves fighting invaders, potentially leading to autoimmune diseases. During rapid weight loss, stored toxins release into our bloodstream, causing bodies to slow metabolism and store fat again, explaining why crash diets inevitably fail. Reverence is the cornerstone of how we should eat. Our plates are sacrificial altars where life is laid down for our benefit. This demands gratitude and mindfulness, not mindless consumption while staring at screens. Anne's transformation began with morning green smoothies and weekly family dinners. They started a garden the children enjoyed. Food became ritual again, connecting with time, breath, nourishment, people, and life itself. We all suffer from nature deficit disorder. Generations ago, our ancestors read bird songs, cloud patterns, and animal behavior, knowledge essential for survival. Today, we've cordoned nature into parks, treating wilderness as separate from us rather than what we are. Life begins in soil, that rich environment of minerals, nutrients, microbes, and organic matter. Modern farming has abandoned this wisdom, deliberately killing everything 18 inches deep to grow nutritionally depleted food. Ancient Taoist sages learned through keen observation, seasons, animals, medicinal plants. They understood we're part of nature's symphony, following the Tao. Walking through natural environments bathes us in pure life force. Everything possesses sentience: trees, plants, animals, even rocks. Meditating in nature helps us tap into this consciousness. Ethan's disconnection began with his C-section birth and antibiotics, compounded by his mother's fear-based teachings. His recovery started with dietary changes and making sauerkraut, then joining a hiking club and rock climbing. A wilderness survival trip transformed him. Striking fire became his rite of passage from fearful boy to self-sufficient man. We don't need to escape to nature. We need to remember we are nature. Despite being surrounded by millions, many feel isolated. Thousands of social media friends, yet nobody to call. We've become non-participants, watching sports instead of playing them, following celebrities instead of living our own lives, consuming content instead of creating meaning. If you're filling time with distractions, recognize you're rich in the resource needed to discover yourself. The solution to loneliness is an inside game. Fill silence with yourself, not meaningless activities. Follow your interests and take action. Embrace doing things alone. Life's greatest adventures happen when we're on our path. You'll meet kindred spirits while pursuing your passions. Money reveals the flow of energy in our lives. Society leverages our desires, making us feel incomplete without the latest fashions, cars, or gadgets. This explains why 70% of lottery winners end up broke within 7 years. They don't understand money as energy that accumulates when preserved. Natalie's financial transformation began when she realized a third of her income went to interest payments. She negotiated payment plans, cut up credit cards, and embraced simpler living, brewing coffee at home, cooking instead of eating out, finding free activities with genuine friends. After 2 years of debt repayment, she maintained frugal habits, directing savings toward a new business. Living purposefully requires reconnecting with life itself. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain. It's the reason your brain exists. Move with purpose, eat with reverence, sleep with surrender, and live with awareness. To reclaim your body is to reclaim your life.